ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Following the lead of universities in the United States, pro-Palestine encampments have begun appearing at universities across our own country in Australia. So far, there haven't been any crackdowns on protesters here, but it has made some students increasingly uneasy. At Melbourne University yesterday, tensions threatened to boil over, as Richard Crabtree reports.
It's the eighth day of an encampment at the University of Melbourne, and there are no signs of things slowing down. The number of permanent tents at the university has grown to almost 80, and student protester Elizabeth Grossens says the movement is only expanding.
We don't know how long it's going to take. Of course, the encampments, even the ones that have been smashed by the police and whatnot in the US, are still going. They're cropping up everywhere. I don't think this encampment is the be-all, end-all of the Palestine movement. It's going to be building the layers and layers.
Pro-Palestine encampments are now set up at six Australian universities across the country, all demanding their university severs ties with any companies or weapons producers linked to Israel.
We don't want to stand by while our university fees are being used in a genocide, and we also want our university to stand on the right side of history and take a moral stance on the genocide.
These protests are also about showing symbolic support for Palestinians. And for some Jewish students, the encampments have escalated an unease on campus they've lived with since the war in Gaza started 8 months ago. 20-year-old Sarah Lupton is the president of the university's Jewish Student Society.
Pretty much every day I get messages and emails from students highlighting their fears, feeling intimidated, feeling helpless on campuses. So we just wanted to do something to show that there's solidarity for what Jewish students are going through.
Sarah helped organise a support rally for Jewish students at a different part of campus yesterday, attended by more than 100 students, staff, former students, and Jewish community members.
Am Israel, hi! Am Israel, hi! Am Israel, Am Israel, Am Israel, hi!
We are not here to agitate the encampment. We're not here to provoke them, and we've been very clear about that we're here to be peaceful. And to just express our pride in our Judaism and in our connections as well to Israel. We're not looking to cause a fight.
But while that was the society's message, several dozen people moved on from the Jewish rally to confront the pro-Palestine camp. Both sides of the protest were also boosted not by students, but by protesters and agitators from outside the university. Dozens of police were also on campus to separate the two parties. Bystander Lily Trezise said the police presence felt like a serious escalation.
I think the police presence a little bit scary in a way, not particularly threatening, but having them on campus and quite a lot of them as well walking to class. I think everyone's just quite interested in what it is about, even if they're not completely sure what the protest is about itself. But yeah, I think it's a little bit scary in a sense.
The University of Melbourne repeatedly declined our requests for interview, but said in a statement that students have the right to peaceful protest and that yesterday's demonstrations concluded peacefully. They said they continue to consult with students to ensure every student feels safe on campus. The university also said that its past work with weapons companies, including Lockheed Martin, was on non-weapons related research and that all projects comply with ethics, integrity and defence rules and codes. And while protests carry on, for 19-year-old Douglas Mann, it's just a minor part of campus life.
I think it seems to be some people are either really into it or sort of pretty disengaged, not that much in between. So people obviously notice that there's a huge encampment there, but probably not. If you're not really involved in it, it's not coming up regularly. And people feel very strongly about different sides of this, what's going on, but I'm pretty happy to see that it hasn't seemed to be any violence and people are sort of just voicing their views. It gets a bit intense, but I don't see a problem with what's happening.
19-year-old student Douglas Mann at the University of Melbourne, finishing that report by Richard Crabtree.
think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.